KNKX connects you to Food for Thought, where 88.5's Dick Stein and our food commentator Nancy Leeson just came back from a weekend of crepes and flapjacks. I'll let them recount their buckwheat adventures.
Hey, Stein. You know, the first time I ever had a crepe was in high school, when my French teacher invited all the kids over to our house and made them for us.
It's like that French anorexic pancake.
I would call it deliciousness, with fruit inside, a little bit of lemon, some butter.
Couldn't you just put, like, hot dogs in them?
Absolutely. Put a sausage in it, pal. In fact, don't even do that. I made buckwheat crepes for the first time this week.
Oh, no kidding. I made sourdough buckwheat pancakes this weekend.
Mac is a big fan of buckwheat, and I never really liked the flavor or the texture much, but I was able to find a recipe that called for equal parts of buckwheat flour and all-purpose flour, which made a really terrific savory crepe.
Yeah, I did pretty much the same thing. I just took my sourdough buttermilk pancake recipe and went half and half all-purpose and buckwheat flour. You should have seen the way that sponge was all bubbling in the morning. It was really good and sour.
You had it going overnight or longer than that?
Overnight. It's a rye sourdough starter. And when I lifted the plastic wrap off the top of it, it made my eyes water.
Well, you know, pretty much every crepe recipe I've seen suggests that you're better off letting the batter rest for at least a half an hour, but they're made better if you do let it rest overnight. And I did the same thing. I made the buckwheat crepes just letting it rest an hour, and then I left the leftovers for the next day. So we had crepes for dinner one night and breakfast the next morning.
Could you tell the difference between the hour and the overnight?
The difference was in the texture of the batter, not so much the flavor. By the way, what do you use for a crepe pan?
Well, I don't make crepes, but if I were to make crepes, I'd just use a regular nonstick skillet, wouldn't you?
It was interesting to me because I have this whole battery of potential crepe pans, including one of those carbon steel Lodge numbers, like a French frying pan. That worked great, but definitely my inexpensive nonstick worked the best. I've learned a couple of tricks. The pan has to be hot enough.
Okay, how do you know when the pan is hot enough?
You're going to actually sacrifice the first crepe, okay? It should be hot, but not hot enough that it will burn. Also, you'll see sometimes a recipe says, let the cook on one side for 30 seconds or a minute. No, just let it cook until the edges are starting to brown and you're starting to see little bubbles. Then use your hands to turn the thing over. Maybe 20 seconds.
Use your hands, really? Not a spatch?
Well, you started out with a spatula, but a spatch will break it. And you're better off just using the tips of your fingers to turn it over.
Okay, so just pry up the edge with the spatula and then use your fingers to do the rest. What's a little pain in the service of good eating? What'd you put in them?
Ham, cheese, and an egg in it for Mac. But then I turned it on its head a little bit and made a sweet crepe for myself with fresh peaches and cottage cheese, the Berlintz of my childhood.
Well, my sourdough buckwheat pancakes came out really strong tasting. I love them that way. But while we were eating them, looking out the sliding glass door to the backyard, gigantic raccoon, that thing is the size of a feral hog, came ambling right up to the window, bold as brass. And we're banging on the glass and yelling at it. He didn't care. And he's like, you gonna finish all those flapjacks? Not for nothing, Nance. But if cars still had stand-up aerials and the Davy Crockett Show were still on TV, we would not be experiencing this raccoon problem today. I'll say no more. Well, we got some great photos of Nancy's crepes, plus on-the-spot video of Nancy wielding her crepe pan. Can we get a recipe, too?
I'll give you a great recipe that I got from the Balthazar Cookbook from the New York restaurant of the same name. It was a great one.
And for those who prefer heartier fare, I'll put in the recipe I used for my buttermilk sourdough buckwheat raccoon magnet flapjacks. At knkx.org, just click on Food for Thought. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
That's Krebs with an E.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
The king of the wild frontier over here.
Stein.